Grand rising, great afternoon, good evening, and sweet tonight. I'm not gonna edit this episode because I just want y'all to like hear the rawness of this and truly just hear me. Usually I edit like the spaces and silence or if there's noise in the background. I don't really edit my voice, but I usually just edit, the spaces and if there's things, going on in the background. I'm not gonna edit this episode too much. So it may be a little lengthy than it usually is, but truly listen to this, 'cause going forward, like when it's dreams or things happening like this, I'm not gonna edit it because I just want y'all to really get all of what I'm saying, and feel the energy because I feel like sometimes with editing, it can break that energy of the sense of what I'm saying. Oh, excuse me, the sense of what I'm saying. Y'all, let me know how you feel about it. Okay, but. Love you, lovelies, and tap right in. Listen. Okay, I'm recording this because this was a dream I had last night. Grand rising, great afternoon, good evening, and sweet night. If my voice sounds different, let me know, 'cause I feel different for whatever reason. Like, I know this is me, my body, my life. But it's just some things that I woke up to this rising that made me feel a little weird. And that's got me like, in my life? Am I awake? Or is this a like, fake awake type thing, but I count my fingers. I have all my fingers, so and I pinch myself, so I'm awake, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm awake, and I just pinch myself again, so I'm awake, still here recording. So, y'all, let me put the phone down so it doesn't like be too much ruffling in there. I'm putting the phone down, so hopefully you can still hear me. But okay, so I'm gonna tell you about the. I feel like there's an accent coming through, and I'm not sure like why, but so that is a dream that I had last night, okay? And it was a little weird, a little off. Definitely unfamiliar for me of where the setting, so I'm gonna talk about the setting first. Excuse me, that was my bowl, my cereal bowl. So I'm not familiar with the setting of where it was. It was at a house. It was on the back porch of a house, and the porch was pretty big. And that's where most of the setting of the dream was these two ladies. One was older, she was the mother, and one was younger, but she's still a woman. She was old enough to be, woman. Okay. And the elder woman, she was the mother, the other one was the daughter, right? They were sitting there talking on the porch. This is their back porch, that is still, because it was a backyard under and behind the porch, okay? So get this. All right, they're sitting on the back porch at a table. It's a small black table, and they're sitting there talking, and she was talking to her mother as if she was her partner. Like they established that, like I knew that this was a mother-daughter, right? But the daughter was talking to the mother as if like she was supposed to show up in her life as like her partner. She was like, I would expect for my, what she said, no, she said, I expect my partner to do such and such. And she was like, if you want to be my partner, like, you know, telling her things like that. And this is her mother she's talking to, not telling her mother a story about somebody trying to be a part. She's talking to her, like, her mother be her partner. Okay, so that was a little weird. But for her, when it came out of her mouth, it sounded so normal. And for the month, it sounded normal for her. Like, they did not flinch. This was nothing new. This was, like, their regular schedule type thing. Like, this is how they rocked. This is how they was. And so, like, I don't know how far it goes with their connection and their relationship. But when I heard her talk like that and then her mother talk back in the same kind of energy, yo, I was like, oh, they have been together in some past life. And then the dream skips and shows me that that's the dynamic of their energy, of their spirit, was they were in many lifetimes. It skipped to a lifetime where they were sisters. Then it skipped to a lifetime where they were partners, like lovers, partners. And then it skipped to a lifetime where they were, again, lovers, but it was switched genders. So it was in many lifetimes that they were together, but in different dynamics. And so, yo, like, when I saw that, I was like, oh, wow. And it went so quickly. Like, when it left from them being on the porch, it was like, zoom, see, zoom, see, zoom, see. And then it went back to them being on the porch. So it was like when I had the thought, I was able to see it. And then it came back and I was like, oh, okay. So that's why they were confused in this lifetime as far as like mother-daughter, because they've never been mother-daughter. They've never been in that dynamic. But they feel attraction. They feel that energy of those past lives. Like they're remembering when. Which is weird, because it's like, why would you, I don't know, it's not weird, but it's like, I'm curious why they think that lover, you know, type relationship would work with them being mother-daughter. Like, they're not living out that dynamic. They're wanting to live out the dynamic and the relationship of lovers. So, I'm curious why. Cause the fact that they're trying to establish that type of relationship tells that they feel that energy of their past lives when they were lovers, and their body is remembering those type of feelings. But I'm wondering if they tapped into the spirit of them actually knowing what relationship they are in this lifetime, because it's like, it's as if they know that they're mother-daughter, but they don't know, like, they don't know how to establish those boundaries and those type of, like, enjoying being mother-daughter. They only know how to be sister, lovers, like, that's all they've ever been in past lives. So I'm curious why they haven't established mother-daughter in this relation, in this lifetime. So that was interesting dream. But yo, that's not the weirdest part. The weirdest part is me waking up and seeing that my whole thumbnail is gone. My whole thumbnail has been chipped off. Excuse my mother, just walked in. But my whole thumbnail is gone. It was not even broken last night. It wasn't. It was very, very, very small chip on the side that happened from me trying to open something. But again, it was. Hold on 1 second. It was It was a very, very, very small incision of like a chip from when I was trying to open something. And now there's this huge part of my nail. Basically, if you know about nail science, so the free nail is the part that is not attached to your actual nail. I mean, not attached to your actual finger. The free nail is the part where they start counting how long your nail is, right? Now, your nail bed is the part that is attached to your actual finger. That's attached to the top of your nail. Okay? So, once your nail is gone, you're just looking at your nail bed. Okay? So, get that part. So, the only part that is missing, that is chipped off, is my nail, my free nail. My nail bed, my nail that's attached to my nail bed, it's still there. So, it looks as if somebody clipped my nail off or literally chipped all the way off, which I don't understand because the chip wasn't even, it wasn't that long. The chip that was there on the side wasn't that long. And get this, even though that little small incision of a chip from when I was trying to open something, if that actually caused my nail to come off, how did it come off in the bed? Because get this, before I went to sleep last night, my nail was intact. How I know? Because for whatever reason, I actually like bent my thumbs and I bent the rest of my nails to see, you know, if I needed to fix any of them. Because I do my own nails. And I'm like, okay, you know, I knew there was a chip on that nail. And that was the only nail that had a chip. Because I just recently did my nails. So I'm like, okay, you know, that's the only one that has a small, you know, a small chip. So I was like, I don't, you know, need to redo it. I don't, you know, it's fine. You know, this is like a 10 second thought, y'all. Okay. That happened last night. It wasn't right before I went to bed, but it was last night. Okay. In the evening. Now get this also. I didn't do anything strenuous before I went to bed that would cause my nail to be gone. But I know for a fact, when I put my phone on the charger before I got in bed, my thumb was there. My thumbnail was there. I know for a fact, all my nails were there, y'all. Okay, I'm not tripping. I keep feeling like I'm tripping, like what in the world? So, yo, I've woke up like twice to use the bathroom again all time. You know, when I wash my hands, I don't know about y'all, I know some ladies might get this, but every time I wash my hands, I look at my nails. Okay, when I wash my nails and when I wash my hands and I'm drying my hands, I tend to look at my nails. So I would have noticed that my whole thumbnail is gone when I wash my hands if it happened in the middle of the night. So the last time I went to the bathroom, I know my nails were there, right? But get this, it wasn't until I actually woke all the way up, because I used the bathroom in the middle of the night and I slept pretty late today, like until 11 a.m., y'all. Like, that's late for me. I don't know if some of y'all like, oh yeah, that's around time I wake up. But for me, that's late. So I wake all the way up, go to the bathroom, you know, and I look and I'm like, now I make up my bed before I actually use the bathroom. So I did look in the bed to see if maybe the nail is in there. It's not. The nail is not in the, like the free nail, the part that chipped off or came off or was taken off, whatever. It wasn't in the bed. It's not on the floor. It's not, like, I checked all over on the floor and I noticed when I went to the bathroom, y'all. So me going to the bathroom is when I actually noticed my nail was not there. So I'm looking. I looked on the floor. I looked in the bed. Because I'm like, where could this nail have gone between the time of the last dream? Literally in the last dream, that the one that I just told y'all about is the only time that my nail could have gone missing, and that's me sleeping. So me in the bed, so I'm looking in the bed, I looked around my pillows, maybe because my hands were mostly up. I remember me falling asleep with my hands mostly up, me waking up with my hands mostly up. They wasn't inside of, you know, the like, you know, in between the sheets or the bed or anything, like down below. I wasn't sleeping wild or anything. So I wonder what the heck, like, what, there's nothing around the bed that it could have chipped on either. Like, you know, like some people have a lot of stuff on the bed where like maybe the hand went across real quickly and it made the nail trip. No, there's nothing around the bed that it could have chipped on. So y'all, I'm like, what the absolute F, okay? Dang, that's a lot of trash. What the heck? Are y'all moving out or something? Anyway, so yeah. And then the popos rode by. Okay. So yeah. I'm not sure what this means, what is it entail, but y'all, I'm very, very curious what the heck happened to my nail. And then another thing, this is another thing where I'm like, okay, did I switch alternative universes or what? Like, what's going on? So last night, I know, not last night, but yesterday, it was in the day. I know I put my coffee cup, the main one that I drink out of, I put it on the counter and it was empty because I drank all of it. It was only a small like corner drop of coffee left in there that I usually couldn't get out with the top that's on there. So that's the only coffee amount that was in there. I wake up this a.m. and, you know, go get my mushroom coffee. And I pick up the cup and I'm like, why is it heavy? I look inside and it's half a cup of coffee in there, y'all. What the absolute F? I don't know what's going on, y'all. Like, it's super weird. That right there is super weird. The my nail is missing. Coffee mug was filled back up with coffee that I know I drank all yesterday. I don't know. Because I didn't even get that much. I didn't get that much coffee yesterday because I knew I wasn't going to drink a full cup. Like, this coffee mug is pretty big. It looks small, but it's pretty big. And so I didn't fill it all the way up. But there's half a cup left, y'all. Again, what the fuck? Oh, man. I don't... Oh, it's a little weird, y'all. I'm having to sit with myself like, okay, the only thing I could think of is, okay, I switched alternative universes, like, in that dream, like, or somehow I skipped a day or something. Like, no, let me look at the... It's Thursday. I'm not sure, y'all. I'm not sure what happened last night. I mean, I know, too, yesterday was 5/15/2024. And when I was looking at everything as far as, like, for the timeline... And y'all know time is illusion, so I'm looking at both sides, right? And I'm like, okay, today feels very strong. You know, that's what I was saying yesterday. I was like, today feels very strong. And I've been having some very vivid dreams, but the ones that I remember when I wake up, because every night I've been having like between like 2 to 3 dreams. And then especially because I've been waking up and going to the bathroom, I'll wake up and I always do that. Because I wake up and I go to the bathroom, that puts a marker on, okay, I know from when I went to bed and I woke up and used the bathroom, I've had like 2 dreams or 3 dreams. And then I go back to sleep and then I had another 2 or 3 dreams. You know, so in one whole night, I'm having between all together probably like 4 to 5 dreams or 6. Shit. Like at the most, yeah, I've had a whole bunch of 6 dreams, depending on how long I sleep too. If I'm getting a whole full night's rest, man, yeah, I've had like at the most probably like 5, 6 dreams. So, I say all that to say, it's just like last night was, I had 4 dreams. The first three, the first one, it was really short. I do know that. It was really short. It was as if like I was just like stepping into somewhere, whatever. I don't remember. But I just know it was like whatever was happening was like I was just stepping into somewhere. So I guess I was stepping into the dream world type shit. Because the rest of them, they were pretty lengthy, but again, I don't remember them altogether. And then I know one of them, I do remember I was me in the dream. Like, I was me. Not looking exactly how I look now, but I know I was actually, like, in my body. I was seeing it from, you know, my POV. So, yeah. And then the last dream was after I went to go use the restroom. So that's 3 dreams before I went to use the restroom the last time. And then that was the dream that I dreamt before actually waking all the way up. So, yeah, in this reality. Waking all the way up in this reality. So I figured that let this be the first thing I do once, you know, I wake up and wash my face, brush my teeth, because this right here, I gotta log it. I'm like, first thing first, let me get this down before I forget any of it, because that was a little weird. And then, you know, the whole like of me waking up and getting ready and realizing there's a hole now missing. Hold on, what's up with the coffee? Like, you know, these things leading up to me just getting here to record. And I'm like, okay, yeah, these are like signs. Like, something happened in that dream. Something happened while I was asleep. And I'm not completely sure yet. But once I figure it out, hopefully I'll get back to here and record to let y'all know, because this is a little trippy, just a little trippy. I'm not frightened or scared or anything. It's trippy in a way of like, whoa, what did I do? And I didn't even do it on purpose. So that's where I'm like, you know, okay, what did I do? Or where did I go? Or where, shit, if I'm somewhere else right now, where am I? You know, so like, oh, this is interesting. Now I'm really gonna be looking at everything, like, okay. But, I mean, more than I already have. This is nothing, so a part of me is like, this is nothing irregular. Because, you know, just things happen that lets me know, you know, keeps reminding me this is a simulation, you know, type thing. But also, it reminds me, like, there's more universes out there. And unexplainable things happening could be the definition or the example of many, many, many things happening. So this is like one small fraction to solving, you know, whatever question, because there really is a lot of things could happen to explain this. But to know that I can put it in within a certain window, from the time of me waking up in the middle of the night, having that dream, and then waking up now, for that to be the window for my nail going missing, that kind of shortens it to explain what could have happened. So I'm glad I was able to, you know, pinpoint that. But yeah, I'll see. Of course, there needs to be more evidence for me to be like, oh yeah, that's what it was. I mean, the first thing without evidence could be, yeah, I went to a different timeline, or I went to an alternative universe, or in an alternative universe, I chipped my nail, and somehow we switched. Now I got her nail. Like, she's probably tripping out. Like, girl, where'd you go with my nail? If I am as enlightened as I am in this universe, I would hope she's enlightened as I am in this universe to realize that there are other universes. Hopefully she does take that to heart and knows that. But it's alternative universe, so it could be the total opposite. Like, maybe she doesn't believe in all that. And that'd be interesting. Like, who would I be if I didn't know all these things? Like, who are you, girl? But anyway, that's crazy. That's funny. Laughing at myself. So yeah, I think that's interesting to think about. So I'm gonna leave it here. Yeah. Y'all enjoy the rest of your day. And just take a second to think about the things that you may have, like, you know, passed over and didn't think too much of, that may have happened in the past or may have put you in the mindset of like, dang, did I do that? Or did that, like, how did I go missing? Or, and how I have two now, you know, like, type thing. Like the coffee mug, like, I know I drunk all that coffee and now all of a sudden it's half a cup in there, like, almost as much as when I started drinking. So yeah, those are things to think about. Yeah. I'm gonna leave it here. All right, love you lovelies. Mwah.